everyone, this is Carmen
and Christina,
and this is Novelas con Cafecito, a podcast where we rewatch the telenovelas of our childhood slash adolescence and talk shit about them as we recap the episodes. And we're on episode 100.
Yes,
we're on episode 100. Feels like a milestone. I really thought we were gonna have a time jump in this episode.
No, because it already happened.
Oh, yeah, but it was only a month. I thought it was going to be like a longer one or something.
Yeah,
but I guess not, because she...
No, but wait, you know... Oh, sorry. I was going to say, we're getting the seeds of like how everything's going to go downfall.
Yeah, yeah, we are, because we'll get into it.
Yeah, we will.
So, yeah, I have a summary.
Okay.
Arturo worries about Fen. Sorry, I laughed because this is the beginning of the downfall.
Be serious.
He worries about finances. Mm-hmm. Luisa tells Arturo she's going to keep living with Fernando. I thought I could have left that out. Whatever. Juana gives Hector another chance. Patty and Johnny consummate their marriage. Teresa runs into Mariano and Aida and learns that they live in the same complex as Fernando and Luisa.
So fun.
Oriana is back and she's still a fucking bitch. Mayra files charges against Ruben, and she also decides she's going to hire another attorney to lead the case instead of Aida, which... probably is a good idea. And Oriana pressures Fernando to propose to Luisa.
Yeah.
And there was like a few other things, but I was like, no, this is like those too are the long main. Already.
Yeah.
So just right off the bat, I'm skipping some scenes that I didn't think were important, mostly Patty and Joni, even though I did put them in the summary.
Oh my God.
But anyway, and then I'm also going to pretend some scenes happen continuously instead of going back and forth in my notes.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah.
I tried to do it where it made sense, so whatever. The episode starts off with the same way the last one ended, with Teresa smiling upon learning that Mayra and Aida are filing charges against Ruben that day. And then we leave them. We go to the hospital where Mariano tries to convince Aida to not be the one to file charges against Ruben because of the pain it'll cause her, and to forgive Ruben because he's her dad. But Aida's like, no, which, of course.
Yeah, I am on her side on this.
Yeah, yeah. I do see what Mariano is saying about, like, right now she's angry. I mean, she's always going to be angry, but right now her anger is the strongest. And she might regret later if she were to do it.
I can see how she doesn't have to be the one to press charges and how she doesn't have to be Especially the lawyer for it.
Yes.
But I think... Yeah. If she wanted to be present while she was pressing charges, I don't see the big deal in that.
Yeah. And then we leave them. Luisa and Teresa are at the house visiting Luisa, whatever, they're visiting them. Luisa tells Teresa about how amazing it's been to live with Fernando, how much she missed her. And then we do leave them, and briefly we see Juana telling Refugio that she's decided to give Hector another chance.
Oh, yeah.
Then we see Fernando and Arturo. They're talking about the trip and how hard it was for Arturo to earn Teresa's forgiveness. And then Arturo also talks about being worried about finances due to excessive spending during the trip.
Excessive spending, the science case.
Yeah, and how he was not handling the science case because he was gone, you know?
Yeah, but I guess... You'll come back to them.
He also talks about having money tied up in other investments.
Yes, but I also had a question because he says that he is the something.
Oh, yeah.
Are you coming back to that?
Yes, I am.
Okay, yeah. All right. We'll address it then.
Okay, so yeah, we cut from them to another scene of Aurora being annoying about her wanting her parents to get together.
Like a child.
Yeah. Then we go back to Fernando and Arturo. So Fernando's surprised to hear that Arturo is el aval de science. And so,
yeah, I had a question.
That was the word, right? I quickly paused to Google that.
I figured you would, so I didn't do it.
Yeah, yeah. And so it directly translates per Google Translate. Mm-hmm. It says endorsement. But I was like, endorsement? What? So then I looked up the actual definition.
Like collateral?
Sort of. That's what it seems like. So... based on the Spanish definition, it seemed kind of like when you get a loan and someone has to sign with you.
Okay.
It kind of seemed like that. But then it also seemed like being an aval would not necessarily mean you're financially responsible. It's like it said you're like the guarantor, you guarantee that the loan is paid. And it still didn't make any sense to me. So then I Googled the difference between un aval and un fiador, which a fiador is like a financer.
Right, right.
And then it said, el aval hace referencia a que la persona se compromete al pago de lo a. This word is hard for me. Adeudado en nombre de otra persona. El fiador se compromete a pagar por el deudor principal en caso que esta no, este no pueda hacerlo. So right there it says the financer promises to pay if the person who borrows the loan can't, right? Uh-huh. But then it says el aval hace referencia, so like a reference letter, I'm guessing. Something like a recommendation. I don't know. Hace referencia a que la persona se compromete al pago.
I'm you're losing me.
And exactly. So then I stop carrying and I'm like, I'm over it. So I don't understand.
Oh my God.
It's not the same as being responsible for the payment.
Almost like they're using, it should have used the word financer and not.
Because that's the way it made it seem on the, when he's talking about it, that he's worried about it because he would be responsible and would lose his money. That's what it sounds like. So I don't know. So anyway, that helped zero.
I even started yawning. I was like, I'm sorry, I can't help this. Explanation is killing me.
Look, well, that's why I stopped. Because I'm like, whatever, I don't fucking care. Like, I didn't even use it right.
Yeah, but I think that's what they mean because we know this case is his downfall.
Yeah,
and then
yeah.
the minute he said that, I'm like, oh, that's why he loses all his money, because I didn't understand how a case could make him lose money like this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Fernando tells Arturo to not worry about it. And then Arturo talks about needing to be safe with money for a while, but that he'll get more money once the Luna Turquesa project is done.
And that's when, you know, that's his second downfall, because we know that those that project's not going to work out.
Yeah. So damn.
Oh, man.
And then we see Genoveva. She's all too excited to hear that Esperanza had a baby boy, or is having. He's not born yet. They just learned the gender. Yeah. I forgot when I wrote it. And she's with Aida. Aida's the one that tells her. And so Aida also says that Genoveva underwent years of fertility treatment to try to have a boy with Ruben. So it'll be even more devastating for her to learn that Esperanza's baby is a boy. So I was like, oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
I'm like starting to feel more and more for Mayra, I think. Like
a little bit, not a lot, but a little bit.
Yeah. So then Genoveva asks Aida to not tell Mayra yet. And then Genoveva is also shocked to learn that Mayra and Aida plan to fight for half of everything, which Mayra's rightfully entitled to. And Genoveva's like, oh no, don't let your anger become revenge. And Aida's like, no, this isn't about revenge. This is about justice.
Yeah, like he stole from both of them. So
yeah, but Genoveva doesn't know that they know that. So then back to Fernando and Arturo. I didn't catch this part too, right? But yeah, so we know the Turquesa project isn't going to work out. And I think this is also like sowing the seeds for that. Because Arturo questions Fernando about why he needed to borrow credit for the project. And then before they can talk about it more, unless I missed something else.
No, you're right.
Okay.
Yeah, you're right. And it's also funny because Arturo like emphasizes that a lot of his investment money is in that project specifically. Yeah. And then he's like, oh, we had to borrow.
He's like,
for that.
Yikes.
Woo.
Sorry about that, man. But yeah, before they can talk about that anymore, Luisa and Teresa walk in and they talk about having Arturo and Teresa over for dinner. But they decide to do it the next day because Arturo and Teresa are tired from getting back from Europe. So then Luisa, at this point, also tells Arturo that she plans to keep living with Fernando instead of coming back home like was originally planned. Then we see Mariano. He's stopping by to talk to Mayra about Ruben, and he basically tells her how he thinks how harmful it'll be for Aida to be the one to file charges against Ruben. And Mayra questions his motivations. She's like, well, are you telling me this because you're trying to protect Esperanza and blah, blah, blah. But he tells Mayra that he's only there because he cares about Aida. Oh, this is what I said earlier, but I wrote it here. that he has a point that she might regret later.
Yeah. Yeah.
Being the one to file charges and carrying or taking lead in the case.
Yeah.
The divorce. So next we have a teddy bear scene, the ones I hate a lot, the most probably out of anything else.
Yeah.
So Teresa hugs her proxy teddy bears and she has a flashback of the trip with Arturo as she talks to her proxy Mariano teddy bear, wondering when she'll see him again. And little does she know it'll be very soon. Then we see Patty and Johnny. They're having their sex date night.
And they're making way too big of a deal about it. Like, please.
Yeah. Who cares? And that's literally my only sentence about it. So moving on. Vanessa asks Aurora if she told Hector about her feelings for him. And I'm like, why are you putting your daughter in the middle of this? Like, this is enmeshment to the max. Like, Aurora should not be in the middle of you trying to get your ex-husband back.
Yeah.
So anyway, Aurora tells Vanessa, and of course Aurora has no boundaries and no ability to say no, so she tells Vanessa that she did talk to Hector about it, but that Hector is still resentful. And they talk about it a little bit some more, and then she gets up to leave for work, and as she's leaving, Hector gets home. Vanessa asks Hector if they can have dinner, and he's like okay to everyone's surprise because I
reluctantly
agree.
Yeah
But right before they're about to have dinner, Juana gets there and Juana invites Hector to dinner so they can talk. And he's immediately like, yes, bye.
Bye.
So he ditches Vanessa for Juana. And then Vanessa she has like the funniest monologue ever. She's
estúpida.
Like, no me vas a arruinar mis planes, estúpida.
I love when that's such a novela moment, saying estúpido or estúpida. Oh my God, by the way, we've been forgetting to do telenovela things.
Oh. What?
I just realized right now.
You're right. We have been. So next, Teresa and Arturo are making out. This happens for a while. Who cares? Then Hector and Juana are at dinner. And Juana tells Hector that Teresa helped her decide to give him another chance. And then they also talk about that Vanessa left Hector for another man, but Hector doesn't want to tell Aurora the truth to not ruin their relationship and everything. So
we leave them. We have a useless, boring Patty and Johnny scene. Then we leave them. We go to Luisa and Fernando's apartment. Luisa and Fernando are like hugging. She's nervous about Teresa and Arturo coming over. Then Arturo arrives. He arrives by himself. So they're like, where's Teresa? He tells them they came separately because he had to stop at the office to look over the science case. And then he looks at Fernando all worried and he's like, it's getting very complicated. So
yeah,
the seeds are growing. They're getting watered. So outside of their place, Teresa is walking. Then some guys catcall her. And then she's like, never change, boys.
First of all, no one... You can tell this is a novella written by men, is all I'm going to say.
Because no
woman
would react to being catcalled like that. Yeah.
No, no,
no. And then when she's like, never change, then Mariano happens to be there and he's like, you never change. Like you're the same.
Yeah.
Then Teresa's like, what are you doing here? Are you following me? He's like, of course not. I live here.
At first, because it took a while for him to say... For either of them to say what they were doing there. I'm like, why are they, like, how do they run into it? Like, who, what is this? I didn't know, like.
I shortened that a lot, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we don't know. But yeah, she's going there because that's where Fernando Luisa live. This is also where he happens to live with Aida. And we leave them. We go to Vanessa and Aurora. Aurora walks in and asks Vanessa. She asks her how dinner went, and Vanessa's like, oh, it was horrible. And then she straight up lies. And she's like, we were having such a good time talking. We were about to eat. And then Juana arrived and interrupted us, which is like, they were not having a good time. They were not chatting. Like, that's just such a lie. Aurora tells Vanessa that she's sorry. Her dad loves Juana. And then she lies again. And she's like, I'm not so sure about that. I felt like Hector still has feeling for me. I could tell.
Just making shit up.
Yeah, straight up. Then she says, or she informs Aurora that she's going to fight for his love.
Good luck.
Yeah.
I mean, I really don't remember if they end up together.
I'm pretty sure they do.
Yeah. I guess we'll see.
Yeah. Then we go to Mariano and Teresa. He tells her not to sound so surprised that he lives in these apartments, that a lowly taxi driver like him could possibly live there. I mean, they just go back and forth with their usual, you didn't want to wait for me to be successful. Now I have all this. At some point, I think Teresa asks if he lives there with Aida, if this is Aida's money that's like paying for the apartment.
And he's like, no.
Yeah, this is from my own money. Just the same as usual. We leave them. We cut to Vanessa and Aurora. Aurora doesn't believe Vanessa really.
Yeah, she seems hesitant.
Mm-hmm. Vanessa tells her like that her dad not being with anyone during the whole time she was gone was a sign. Then Aurora's like, well, what about Juana? And then Vanessa has a very Teresa moment.
Mm-hmm. I feel like Aurora recognized it. Like she recognized Teresa in,
in her mother. Yeah. Because she leans forward a little bit and then she says it all serious. And I almost thought she was going to say, entre ser o no ser.
I know.
But she didn't. And instead she said, sometimes in this life, one must fight for what they want.
Mm-hmm.
Or what they deserve.
She's like, and I never lose.
Mm-hmm. And then she tells her that she should do the same and invite Mariano over. And mm-hmm. again, Aurora's like, I don't think so. Then we go back to Mariano, Aida, and Teresa, because Aida then arrived. Right after Teresa's like, do you live here with Aida? Aida happens to walk up. someone called me. And then they argue. Like, they're same arguments. So, like, I don't want to repeat them. They're the same thing. Then eventually Mariano's like, all right, well, we're going to go. Like, bye.
If not, they would have never ended. They would have been there like all day.
Forever. Yeah. Okay. So then we go to inside the apartment. Luisa, Fernando, Teresa, Arturo, they're eating. Teresa seems distracted because Arturo's talking about everything. And mm-hmm. and he points out how distracted she seems. And then she's like, oh, it's just because, you know, we're back from vacation. And like, it's the same again. We're back to the same thing. And Luisa's like, well, that's vacation for you. Then the doorbell rings and it's Oriana. And then there's super dramatic music. Everyone, you know, says they're like normal hellos. And then Oriana's like, oh, I'm glad you took Teresa to Europe so she could
get cultured.
Yeah. And Teresa's like, just because I'm from the vecindad doesn't mean I lack culture or whatever. And Oriana's like, yeah, that's what poor people say to make themselves feel better.
Mm-hmm. She's just like, she's just outright, you know, being classist and horrible.
Everyone's staring at each other as like, mm-hmm. all this is happening. Then Arturo interrupts Oriana and tells her that she's offending his wife. And then Oriana's like, well, this is a free country. She's free to leave if she's offended.
I would have decked her in the face, really show her how it goes down in La Vecindad.
Yeah, oh, you wanna see no culture? Bam.
You want ghetto? I'll give you ghetto, bitch.
Bam.
Cry about it, ho.
Yeah. I don't care if you're a senior citizen.
Let me reinforce your stereotypes.
Yeah. For real, pull a Mariano.
You're like when Teresa's like, people like you are always fighting.
Yeah. So we leave them. Then we go to stupid ass Ruben and Jarobeba toasted about how good life is for them.
I was so annoyed.
They have no idea what's to come. And because like right after that is Mayra going to the police station serving. She's there to press charges on Ruben.
Oh, I was like serving.
Like they're because they don't know what's to come. And she's like literally.
Oh, I see. I thought you meant giving them what's serving to come. Them. And I was no, not yet. No.
I was trying to find another way to phrase it, and then I couldn't think of anything, so I repeated the same thing like 3 times.
Yeah.
Okay, so when she's at the police station, they're like, we need you to be more specific. And she's like, I'm here because my husband robbed millions from me. And then the detective's like, are you sure? She's like, I have proof.
He was being so annoying. I'm like, take the fucking report, man. That's your fucking job.
Do your job. Yeah, and he asks her, like, are you sure, like, 3 times? Once you do this, you can't undo it.
So this annoying.
This is one Etch-a-Sketch that can't be undid. Noodle. I don't know what he calls her. Kid? I don't remember.
What is that? What?
Juno.
Oh, I don't... It's been fucking years since I've seen that. Did you recently rewatch it or something?
No.
Oh. How in the world would I ever remember that? It's not memorable
like
Mean Girls.
It's like iconic. Oh. It's like, well, Dwight telling not Juno. Not to me, I guess. Do you remember Dwight's in it? He's the one at the gas station when she's buying the pregnancy test.
Clearly, I don't remember anything.
Wow, you should rewatch it.
I guess I'm gonna have to now.
It's not a bad movie.
Although no, I like the movie. I just don't remember it because it's been like probably like 10 years since I watched it.
Yeah, he says that. This is one etch-a-sketch that can be undid. But I can't remember what he calls her. Like kid, I think. I don't remember. Well, home skillet? It could be home skillet.
Really?
No,
I don't
know.
People were saying home skillet a lot back then.
They were.
So maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, the police asks her a bunch of times. The detective asks her if she's sure, and she is sure she's going to press charges. And then we go back to the apartment. Fernanda tells Oriana that Teresa and Arturo are their guests and she needs to respect them. Then Arturo tells Oriana that he loves her. She's like a mom for them, but he's not going to stand for more disrespect towards his wife. My wife. Mm-hmm. Teresa's like, it's okay, whatever. They all like agree to get along. Then we cut to Aida arriving to Mayra's. Mayra tells her that she went to press charges, and then Aida's super upset because she's was going to go with her.
Yeah.
But Mayra tells her that she needed to be the one to do it by herself and that another lawyer is going to take the case because Ruben's always going to be her father. Aida's super upset. But yeah, I
think Mayra did the right thing.
Yeah, yeah. I do. Because then she's not going to have any guilt over being the one to have put her own father in jail. Mm-hmm. Even though still he's the one who did
he put
stealing.
Himself there. Yeah.
But then she can't blame herself at all in the future.
Yeah.
This way. Back at the apartment, Luisa announces that Fernando was able to get this other contract. Everyone congratulates them. They like toast. Mm-hmm. And then Fernando is like, I want to toast to Luisa, the love of my life, the woman I'm going to be with forever. Like he says it. He says forever. Right. Like, I'm not the only one who...
I guess I missed that.
Oh, yeah, he does.
Okay.
And so when he says that, then Oriana stands up and she's like, well, let's not waste any more time. Here's this ring from your grandmother, which is very manipulative. But like, he literally said forever. What else does that mean?
You know? Yeah.
Like, everyone looks like shocked instead of happy.
Hey, forever, but not legally bound. Okay.
Yeah. Forever, maybe.
Not legally or spiritually bound. Forever as in question mark.
Yeah. And we leave them. Then we go back to Aida and Mayra. Aida starts to understand a little bit where Mayra's coming from and tells her like, oh, Mariano actually said that too. And then she's like, whoa, well, he was here and he's actually the one who convinced me to do this this way, in this manner. Then we go back to Fernando. And then he asks Luisa if she will marry him. And then Luisa's answer is like a non-answer. She's confused. Everyone looks confused. It's weird. I don't like it.
Imagine being there.
Yeah. It's like you could. What do they say? You can cut the slice the tension with a knife or whatever.
Yeah.
The saying. Yeah. So Luisa gives like a confused like, yeah, sure, if this is what you want, which is exactly what you want to hear when you forcefully propose to your girlfriend.
When you manipulate your son into proposing.
Yeah. And so then Teresa is the first one to be like, oh, well, congrats. And they all say salud and like, you know, crash their cups together. That's not the clink.
Clink.
Yeah.
They clink their glasses together.
Yeah. In celebration. And while that's happening, Oriana gives Teresa a glare.
They're like staring each other down.
Yeah. Back to Mayra and Aida. Aida tells her about Esperanza's baby being a boy and Mayra's distraught.
Yeah.
Then we go back to the apartment. Everyone is happy for Luis and Fernando. We leave them again. Then we see Johnny and Fito. And Fito asks how Esperanza's doing. Johnny gives him the 411. He's like, but, you know, Ruben is still a garbage father. Then Fito's like, oh, I would have treated Esperanza like a queen. And Johnny's like,
cut it. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Fito, you sell drugs.
He can still treat her like a queen, okay?
Okay, but I feel like if you were to do that, I would expect him to be, like, dressed better.
Oh, yeah,
We've seen his house. We've seen where he lives.
Yeah,
you know? It's not exactly royal life.
It's not a castle, okay? And then Joni's like, all right, whatever. Why am I here? Why'd you bring me here? Like, why'd you call me? Like, what do you want? And so then Joni's like, here's some of the money I owe you. And it's a little bit that Fito's like, this is garbage. You might as well keep it because, like, you need to get more together to pay me back. And then Joni begs him, like, I'm going to spend it if you give it back to me.
And he's like, fine, fine, I'll take it.
Yeah. And then back to the apartment, Arturo and Teresa excuse themselves. Teresa tells Luisa as they're hugging, like, sure, with a little pressure by his mom, he finally married you. Or he's finally going to marry you.
Luisa is, like, not happy at all. She's, like, she looks stressed out.
Yeah, very. And then we go to Genoveva and Ruben. They're talking about work and whatever. How Mayra was going to take, wants to take everything, I mean. Then Genoveva tells Ruben that she finally... She's trying to find someone to help
to
us.
To kidnap the baby.
Yeah. To help us with our son. And yeah. Ruben is like, no, no.
He's like, kidnapping is the last resort.
Yeah, like he doesn't want to do
dangerous.
It.
Too dangerous.
He thinks he can convince Esperanza to give that baby up, which he can't. He won't be able to.
What world.
I don't
think so. Yeah.
Yeah. Then we go back to the apartment. Oriana then excuses herself. Fernando's like, I'm going to walk you out. And then as they're walking, Oriana can tell something is wrong with her son, with her beloved son. So she's like, what's wrong, Fernando? And he's like, you know what's wrong. I told you to stop bugging Teresa. Oriana's like, well, that's been resolved. Like, we agreed to get along. Then she's about to, like, continue walking out. And Fernando's like, oh, wait, that's not the only reason I'm upset. You forced my hand in proposing to Luisa. Like, he could have not done it. It would have been awkward.
It was awkward anyway, you know.
It was already awkward.
He simply could have been like, oh, not right now, at our own time, something, you know, anything.
I'm actually symbolically saying this right now. I didn't mean it.
I meant forever ? Not forever ?
Yeah, yeah. He could have said that. He could have done that. And so this is honestly his fault.
I'm not even... yeah.
He's a grown adult. Like, shut up.
Put a limit on your mom. That's
boundaries,
it.
Bitch. Boundaries. So then we cut to Mariano and Aurora. They're at the hospital. He's telling her about running into Teresa. And that she's over it. Yeah, she doesn't want to hear it anymore. She's rolling her eyes over there in the corner as he's talking. And then he tells her that he feels nothing for her and all that. And then we go back to Fernando and Luisa. He's like, my mom's never going to change. She's always planning things for others, inserting herself into situations. And then Luisa's like, yeah, I noticed. And that's why I'm not going to get married like this. Bam, episode ends.
Damn. Okay, what are some telenovela things that happened this episode?
Vanessa's monologue where she's like, estúpida.
Yes, her epic monologue.
Yes, where someone is celebrating something, but their downfall is like in the literal next scene.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. My God, I'm so sorry, I can't talk. All the arguments.
That's what I was gonna say.
I don't know what happened there, but yeah.
Sometimes your brain tries to move faster.
It doesn't connect with my. Yeah,
yeah. That's why you used to run into walls. So.
Exactly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mayra's crying after finding out about the baby boy, the little boy.
Yeah. Genoveva and Ruben are still plotting. They're still plotting to kidnap. But I guess that's about it.
Yeah, I think so.
I was about to say that I'm so glad we didn't see Refugio this episode because she's annoying, but we did.
But
see
we
her
did.
For a bit.
It was very brief, though. It was easy to forget.
At least it was
her.
Only a brief. Scene, yeah, because sometimes I'm just like, I can't with her.
Sometimes I can't stand her face. What's your cafecito con chisme?
Okay, so it's sort of like cafecito con chisme, but like a little more serious. Man, first of all, I wanted to take a second of the episode to express our solidarity with Palestine. But we're not gonna get too much into it because we have an episode on Historias Unknown about it.
Yeah,
that comes out the next day. And then we're also going to share links and stuff on Historias Unknown. I guess since it's the same ones, so you could probably do it here too.
We'll throw them in here too, yeah.
Yeah. But I did want to talk shit and cheese me out about Amy Schumer because have you seen...
I actually haven't seen too much about her. I've seen more about Sarah Silverman being all crazy. And
well, it's I think Sarah Silverman's actually worse. I probably should have looked up her stuff because I haven't actually seen
too
much.
She is wilding on social media.
As is Amy Schumer. So, I mean, we know that Amy Schumer
has no lips.
Yeah.
So we've talked about it.
We have. So yeah, in addition to being hella problematic, she doesn't have any lips. That's besides the point. And before I talk shit about her, I like do want to acknowledge that anybody can recognize and acknowledge that the attacks that did happen on Israel. What date was it?
October 7th?
We can all acknowledge that that was horrible. Like, of course it was horrible and nobody should be subjected to that. People were killed.
Yeah, you're right.
Civilians were killed, right?
Yeah. Not a lot, though. It was like mostly military.
Yeah. But, you know, we acknowledge that Amy, as well as Jewish people around the world, are afraid and are grieving. But that doesn't make propagating Zionism, spreading misinformation, equating all Palestinians to terrorists, calling for violence against Palestinians, and making excuses for Israel's atrocities right. It doesn't make any of that right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, with that being said, fuck Amy Schumer. She's shared posts and stories on social media that are just horrible. For example, she shared a story that calling Israel an apartheid state is propaganda. It's not.
No.
And she even shared a post about people standing by while a country's being wiped off the map, but she deleted it right after she learned that the post was talking about Palestine, Israel.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
And so let me just describe the post really quick so that it very obviously doesn't talk about Israel.
Yeah.
So it said, I do not envy those of you with the ability to look away, to log off, to prioritize your mental health over bearing witness to genocide. One day you will be in the position to tell someone where you were when all of this happened, when an entire people were wiped off the map, what you said, how you reacted, which Congress people you call on to help stop it. And you'll have to tell someone, a daughter, a grandson, a niece or nephew, a boyfriend, that you couldn't even look, that you couldn't even give those people the easiest thing you could give them, which is an eyewitness testimony of their pain, their suffering, and the denial of their freedom. So, I mean, I don't know how she thought this was about Israel, because Israel is not experiencing any of this and has never experienced any of this.
Yeah.
And there's been more, like she posted about the, at this point, and by the time this comes out, sadly to say, there's going to be more hospitals bombed by Israel. I mean, it's happening all over or there, you know what I mean? But
they sent out more flyers.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Warning more hospitals that can't evacuate. You don't have the capacity to evacuate.
Which, again, is a international war crime.
Yes. Yeah. So they're committing war crimes, and people like Amy Schumer and what's the other one?
Sarah Silverman.
For some reason, I want to say Kate Silverman, but I know that's wrong. And that might be a person, you know, like, and I don't want to say that they're doing
not a
this.
Person. No.
I'm sure that there is someone named. But anyway, they're propping up a war crime or international war crime committing country, you know what I mean? And so she's on top of that, she's made posts like comparing or saying like, oh, I stood up for black people during George Floyd but they won't stand up for me. And it's
she didn't do anything.
And I mean, oppressed people are more likely to stand with Palestine because Palestine is you know what I mean, like Israel is not the victim here.
We talked a lot about it on Historias Unknown,
which comes out tomorrow.
Yeah, if you have like any, if you want like a brief history first, I mean, we'll put links that you can read from like Palestinian people in the show notes, but also you can check out that episode. But yeah, that is it. And then, these celebrities are just outing themselves. And yeah, it's, well, that's
as supporters of genocide.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we're not here for it.
No. So, I mean, I guess that pretty much wraps it up. Thank you, everybody, for listening. It doesn't feel right to end with a quote of Teresa
right
now.
It doesn't. Yeah, it doesn't. I don't know. I got to go get Sammy off the table.
All right. Bye, everyone.
Bye.